Welcome to this week's edition of ASISU Speaks. This is your host, Christoph Kassoon. And today in the studio with me, I'm very excited to have on Senator Amir Tapper, who is representing the College of Science and Engineering. Hi, Amir. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you, Christoph?
I am good. How are you surviving the end of the semester?
I'm still surviving. I have so many exams. I have 5 finals.
Wow.
I'm still trying to get through that.
Yeah, and this is your last semester?
Oh, no. This is my second year. So
okay.
Two more semesters, I would say.
Okay, nice. So you'll be with us a little while longer.
Yeah.
Nice. So, how has your ASISU experience been this year, now that we're kind of at the end of the year?
Oh, the ASISU has been a great help for me, for my, like, I would say everything. Because with the ASISU, I try to develop my skills. I try to gain a lot of experience. I got a chance to talk to different people. And pretty much, yeah, it has been a great experience for me.
What would be your advice to one of the incoming senators?
Oh, for the incoming senators, I would say you have done great job as becoming a senator. So
it's hard to run for office.
Oh, yeah, it's very hard. So whatever, now it's your responsibility to take your college, mainly your college, to the next level. Because I've done my thing, now it's your time to do your thing. And then
right.
I wish the best of luck for every senators that are here.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the incoming bunch.
Yeah.
I know many of them personally. You know, we have some ambassadors on there. We have some senators who've been involved in different programs on campus.
Yeah.
We have a lot of international students.
Yes.
So that's really, really cool to see so many internationals stepping up.
Yep, I know.
What is the value you think that international students bring to Senate?
I think what I believe is that they have their different mindset up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have their own thinking, I would say, because, like, the people that are from here and the people that are from here, they have the, like, different connection, different thinking and everything like that. And then when they become the senator, like, when they are senator, then they will think differently and they will bring a lot of change, because that's what they seen in their country, and that's what I have seen, and that's what I brought many, many things to the ASISU. That's what I give them so much about my experience from my another country and build up my experience from the country in the United States. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. It's all about worldview, you know? Each person on Senate kind of has their own little worldview made up of the experiences of how they grew up, you know, religion, education, all this stuff. And all of that stuff really goes into determine how you represent your constituents in office and how you think about problems and approach problems and come up with solutions. And I agree, I think international students do have that kind of alternative worldview that is missing a lot of the times in conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, particularly, we've seen a big drop in our international student population at ISU.
Yeah.
Since from like 2014.
It's
important that we make sure that international student voices are represented, because I would love to see those numbers go back up.
Yeah, because when I came in here at 2016, there were like, I think 86 people from my country, from Nepal.
Yeah.
And slowly, like, in the coming years, the number is decreasing. And I want to increase that number again, so that, like, we have the various participations in various different kinds of field and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to see more scholarships for international students.
Yeah.
I know particularly in some programs like nursing, international students in those programs aren't eligible for things like non-resident tuition waivers.
Yeah.
And there are all these other problems that I think we really need to address, especially because we're kind of making these strides to rebrand the university, take it to the next level, right? As we keep liking to say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to stop and think about our students right now in this moment and what they need.
Yeah, let this university name heard from, like, different part of my country as well and other country as well.
Yeah.
So that we can brought up every international student here, and then we have a lot of various diversity, and that's what we can make the ISU great.
Agreed. Yeah. Diversity. There's strength and power in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So what are your plans for after, now that you're done with ASISU? Are you going to take up any other positions on the campus or any other things you want to work on?
Yeah, I'm thinking about running for the finance officer, but I hope I get a chance to do that. But
nice.
Let's see how my luck goes.
Nice. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
So just for the public, so ASISU has a few different officer positions,
yeah,
which are appointed by the executives.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them is finance officer, which is just kind of a semi-administrator person who looks over the budget and makes sure everything is nice and tight.
Yeah.
And they run finance meeting. So, I mean, that sounds like a phenomenal opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a very important part of the ESISC machine, finance,
yes,
right?
It's the finance is the, I would say, the head of the ESISC.
The head, it's the head of the dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's really the what holds the purse strings of that $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All about the money.
Unfortunately, right? Yeah. So, tell me a little bit more about your program.
So, for my program is mainly based on the design, and mainly based on mathematics and everything.
Yeah. And what degree is it you're pursuing?
Mechanical engineering.
Bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Yeah. And when I graduate, I try to go to automotive because that's what I'm really focused on. And that's what the interest brought me to pursue my degree in engineering. So let's see how it goes.
Is there like a ideal dream job in automotive you want?
Yeah, that's my dream job. But let's see, I still got 2 more years, so in that period everything can change.
Yeah. So. Is it, do you have any intentions of going to grad school?
It all depends.
Yeah.
It all depends, yeah. If not, then I have to go to the master's and then and see if, again how it goes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I highly recommend grad school.
Really?
A lot of, and I mean, of course it varies and depends based on, what program you're in, because obviously certain professions don't require higher than a bachelor's degree. But just for the public, like, graduate school is really, really important.
Yes, now it's been really important for every student to pursue the career in master's.
Yeah. And just in terms of economics, it makes sense because now we have so many students just getting degrees in general.
Yeah.
So you're going to only market, like, you have to have a higher than a bachelor's now to even be competitive.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is kind of a big problem we're seeing in education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing your programming?
So my program is the Doctor of Arts in Political Science at ISU.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So my program is really cool because it's one of the only ones like it in the country. So it's not an actual PhD in political science, but it's a DA. So what that means is it's more tailored to teaching. So a lot of the courses that we take are pedagogy focused.
Yeah.
So in addition to learning how to, well, mostly everything in political science, or a little bit of everything, you learn pedagogy, so how to teach as well as how to do research.
No.
So then when you graduate, you can actually be like a good professor, in my opinion, because you can do all three things.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the good benefits about my program. And I feel like every program at ISU kind of has a special thing like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you think is special about your program?
Nothing that much right now because I haven't heard anything.
Faculty.
Yeah.
Good faculty. Mm-hmm. Good facilities.
Yes. There are so many good teachers in mechanical field, and especially not only the mechanical, but also the other engineering, like civil, electrical. I think what I've heard is that every sector, they have the good faculty members.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your plans for the summer?
I think I'm going to go to Texas to see my brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice. Go spend some time with the family.
Yeah, go spend some time with the family. Yeah. My auntie is also there, so.
Nice. You have a lot of family then in Texas?
Yes.
Yeah. I envy you. My family is so far away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't really have any of my immediate family really in the U.S. So I always have to travel back home to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to go back home and come back again.
Oh, it's so expensive.
Expensive as well as so much time.
Yeah.
Because if I want to go back to Nepal, it takes like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then the tickets are so expensive.
What's the route like? How do you usually fly?
So from Pocatello, you need to go to Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And Salt Lake, you need to go to, I think, either Los Angeles or, I don't know, maybe. That's what I heard from my other friends. Like, they go to Salt Lake and then they go to Los Angeles, and then they fly all the way back to China or maybe the Dubai,
okay.
And then after there, and then they have like 2 hours flight to Nepal.
To Nepal. Okay, yeah. So once you're in Dubai, China, you're pretty close. Okay.
But once you get from LA to Dubai, it takes like 14 hours, I would say. Yeah, that's why.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. 14 hours. I can't even imagine what I do on a flight that long. Yeah, I go crazy.
I will go crazy as well.
Do you have any plans of going back home soon?
No, only after I finish my...
After you finish.
My graduation, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have all the time in the world after to go.
Yes, yes.
So, nice. Do you talk to your family a lot?
Yeah, sometimes. About a week ago, I talked to my mother, and after that, I haven't got any chance to talk with her.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
I find that it's difficult when you leave your home country and come to a new place, and you kind of have to, and you're alone.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, build this whole new life and start this whole new life, but at the same time, you want to maintain all your connections back to the country, and it's like living in two worlds.
Yeah, you know.
It can get really difficult.
It's hard. And also, like, our... when there is... morning in the United States, there will be night in my
time
country,
difference.
And then, time difference is pretty high. And then, even if I wanted to contact in my time, they will sleep or maybe they have their own business to do. So, I can't really get a chance.
Like your off time doesn't really line up with their off time. Wow, something so logistic could make such a huge difference. And these are the things I want people to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these like little challenges that we have to face as international students.
Yes.
Yeah. Literally every Sunday I wake up and I feel sad.
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday is like a homesick day for me. And it's just because back home, Sunday was just such a huge family day in Trinidad. So I'd wake up and mom would like cook all this food and like family would come over and we'd go visit my grandmother. And like you're never alone on a Sunday. And like living here when you wake up alone on a Sunday, it's like wow.
Yes. We have a lot of work on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday and Saturday, like both on the weekends.
Right. Yeah. Or like when there's a special celebration back home. So if it's like a birthday or something.
Yeah.
And like you see all the pictures on Facebook of your family getting together.
I don't wanna see that. I can't do it on my Facebook on the particular day.
Right. Yeah. It's so hard. But I mean, it's a blessing that we still have so much good stuff here and all life going on, and then so much good stuff there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
basically, when you are here, you are handling your own life. You know what you are doing, and that's what like in the future. This thing gonna make a great impact in the future.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you miss most about Nepal? Well, besides family.
Friends.
Friends. That's a good one too. Yes.
Friends. And food, sometimes. Yeah.
Food is a big one for me.
Because in Nepal, my family used to cook for me, like my mother, my other members.
Yeah.
And here I have to cook for myself, so it's kind of hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's
and
hard.
I still don't know how to cook the food.
It takes years of like cooking and practice.
Good thing is I have my roommate that is good at cooking food.
Nice.
So I only do the dishes, he do the cooking food. So I'm surviving.
You're so lucky.
I'm lucky.
Nice. But you're right. No, like, I feel like food from all cultures is so complex.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I remember the first time I tried to make stewed chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the way you cook stewed chicken in Trinidad, or just like stewed beef or anything, you would start with like a brown sugar and like cook it in the sugar, and then you'd put the meat and stuff in. But if you let the sugar cook too long, it burns, and then you have to start over.
Oh, really?
So
that's hard.
It took me like 7 or 8 times trying to make this thing before I got the sugar right. And like my mother would just do it like in 5 minutes and it's good to go.
Yeah. You have to have a perfect timing for that.
Yeah. But I feel like it's such a skill that you have to like just learn and practice, and it's just kind of passed out over generations. Like there is no recipe like to cook Trini food. You have a kind of general idea of what you're cooking, but it changes every time.
I know.
So
how hard it gets when things doesn't go what do you plan
exactly. Well, do you have anything else you want to throw out there to the public before we wrap, before we finish off?
I just want to say, finally is coming.
Like winter is coming.
Yeah, like winter is coming, finally is coming. So best of luck for everyone. And do well. Prepare well for the finals. If you do not prepare well, then your finals will be bad.
Exactly. But don't be too stressed at the same time.
Yeah, don't be too stressed.
Take some time for yourself.
Get some time to sleep.
Yeah.
Because don't prepare like everything. Stay until like 2 or 3 to before the exam, and then when you wake up, like, everything's gonna change. Like,
exactly.
You don't even remember if you did not get enough sleep.
yeah. Take care of yourself.
I would say, prepare like at this time, and do not prepare everything on the before the finals day.
Mm-hmm.
Get some sleep, and then you can have the good finals.
Yeah.
Good exams, like.
Words of advice from the boss.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it was so good having you today, Amir. Enjoy the rest of your semester and best of luck on everything you do in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much, Krista.
Thank you
for having me here again.
Of course.
Programming support for ASISU Speaks on KISU is made possible through funding from ISU Credit Union. ISU Credit Union is providing financial solutions to members from their offices in Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, and Burley. Services include mobile and online banking, mortgage loans, auto loans, and more. Modern financial support provided for you in a caring, member-friendly environment. ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.